I will warn you that when it comes to thinking of the departed and their rest with the Lord, that some Christians will find me a heretic because I'm inspired by a story I heard many years ago in seminary. St. Peter was sitting at his position guarding the heavenly gates, and one of the chief angels came out and said, "There's been a complaint that you've been letting in some of the wrong people." And Peter said, "Look, I've got the list right here, and I'm not letting anyone in who's not on that list. But the problem is that our Lord's mother is letting a lot of other people in the back door." At the risk of levity on a solemn occasion, I sometimes take comfort in the thought that Jesus' mother is holding that door open for me if necessary. Back in the 12th century, the theologian and monk Peter Abelard composed a hymn to be sung originally not for All Souls Day, but every Saturday evening at evensong, the liturgical moment when Saturday becomes Sunday, the day of the resurrection. In that hymn, he attempted to imagine the ongoing life of those who've died and now live with God. We'll sing all of it a little later in the service, but the first stanza goes like this. Oh, what their joy and their glory must be, those endless Sabbaths the blessed ones see. Crowned for the valiant, to weary ones rest, God shall be all and in all ever blessed. Whenever I think, and as I get older, it's more frequent, of all those I love who have died, of all those others I've not known but know of who have died, of those slain by hate and violence, such as in schools and churches and synagogues and other places, killed by hate-filled individuals or groups, of those dying simply from age or infirmity, whether alone or forgotten or in the arms of their loving friends and family. When I think of all the departed, I want to think of them now as Peter Abelard did, in that joy and glory in an endless Sabbath where God is all and is the blessing of all. And that's why I join in celebrating this day of all the faithful departed, or All Souls Day, or as our Latino sisters and brothers name it, Dia de Muertos. We will also sing Abelard's hymn again tonight, as I said, but also with that we've heard the testimonies from Scripture, a few samples to remind you the souls of the righteous are in the hands of God. My soul waits for the Lord, for with him there is plenteous redemption. Paul saying, we do not want you uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. Or Jesus saying, very truly I tell you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. A longer text our choir will sing shortly from the Revelation of John. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with humankind, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. God shall wipe away all tears. We come each year to this service, and many other times, but especially at this service, bearing in our heart and minds people we love who've died, some in the past year, and many others dear to us who've departed longer ago. Those I love, I still feel their loss, and I know that you here feel that same loss. Perhaps for some of us here, we're still feeling that grief, still so new and raw in its pain. And I also come knowing that this Day of the Dead is one when the separation between the living and the departed is very thin. I feel that also. I hope that you do too. For that nearness is a blessing and not a curse. For they are healed and whole, and they form a great cloud of witnesses who are cheering us on as we live in this mortal life. As I said, I'm a bit of a heretic in the eyes of some believers, because, like St. Paul, I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul was revealing a truth greater than perhaps he knew, that not even only partial belief or even unbelief can separate us from the love of God. I admit, now, I'm not certain how to pray for some of those who've died, because what I would like to pray for them to have is something horrible, because they did horrible things in their lives, as far as I know. And yet I come here tonight to glorify God for God's surpassing power to redeem all His children, to give thanks that God is healing in them all the hurts caused by human sin and natural calamity. I think that's in part why our Jewish brothers and sisters' way of praying at the time of death seems so dramatically true to me. In the prayer known as the Mourner's Kaddish, the departed are not mentioned at all. The prayer is solely about praising God, as it acclaims in one point, "Blessed and praised, glorified and exalted, extolled and honored, adored and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be He, beyond all blessings and hymns and praises and consolations that are ever spoken in the world." Responding to, and that is a way to respond to the death of those we love with an outburst of praise to God, which is why we're here tonight. And so, regardless of who among the departed we are here to remember, regardless of how those we remember lived and died, regardless even of their belief or unbelief, we praise and bless God. We offer the great thanksgiving that life is changed, not ended, and that when our mortal body lies in death, there is a dwelling place eternal prepared for us in the heavens. May we also, when our time comes, rejoice with all the departed in the joy and glory that they already know as they see God face to face. And so tonight we pray, "Give rest, O Christ, to your servants with your saints, where sorrow and pain are no more, neither sighing, but life everlasting." Amen.